It's the sort of thing where if your phone rings on the train, you just can't answer it. You just sit there like...
I used to, with my old phone, if it went off, I need to text, I'd have to cup the whole phone in my hand so no one could see the gaffer tape on the back of it.
Exactly.
Keeping the back case on.
Just being really embarrassed. Phone embarrassment, though, that's such a sad thing, isn't it, to admit to? But I've had it a few totally times is. When I had a really ancient phone and everyone else had cool ones.
Yeah, or someone goes, oh, I should get your number. Go, oh, I didn't bring my phone with me. Just pocket, I'm just looking out. Or when I went to that...
Yeah, I was going to say, when you went to that weekend thing, and everyone was tweeting and stuff, and you were like...
That was like this entrepreneur's weekend, wasn't it? And even the person who was doing it was saying, oh, take a photo of this, or take a selfie with each other. Or it's all a bit very Americanized and newfangled technology. And I honestly...
Newfangled to you?
Newfangled to me. And
I know,
but I couldn't get my mobile out. I had to pretend that it was broken and I didn't have it with me.
I did the same.
It was in my pocket the whole time, but I just get the people taking, you know, selfies and videos and hooking up to the internet thing that's going on, tweeting about it right there and then, and I just couldn't do any of it.
Yeah.
And I just felt really weird.
Phone box in your pocket.
Because I had a pocket. Yeah. There's a little circle and it's dial.